French pen pal disgusted after receiving third letter about the New York Yankees. 19th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Brest Charles, a French participant in the pen pal service of europapages.com, has recently expressed his outrage on being given what he believes to be a less than adequate pen pal. Pete Mason, the object of Mr. Sébastien Dombrigny's irritation, is reported to have sent three letters to his pen pal over the last 4 months. Dombrigny has claimed that all three of these letters contain far more information about the New York Yankees baseball team than he found palatable.
This is ridiculous. I signed up for American Pen Pal so I could discuss the underappreciated beauty of America's jazz history. Instead, I get a lunatic going on about some sort of sports team. Isn't he aware no one outside the U.S. knows or cares about those sort of things? And the man could not even carry one thought through an entire sentence.
However, Pete Mason, who's never been outside the Bronx borough of New York City, claims to have a fairly good understanding of international diversity, mostly through watching television. Shows that have given him and many other Americans insight into other cultures include Heroes, with its two Japanese and Indian characters, and House, with its vehemently British lead, Dr. House. Mason says he sought to expand his already relatively fine-tuned knowledge of the world by becoming a pen pal.
People different because of all the shows I watch. Also, I think my sister husband is a half Swede, and I see him sometimes. But I figured it'd be nice to talk to someone from Europe since my wife and I may go there next summer. That's why I got Sebastien. He's a real nice guy. A little confusing sometimes, but hey, I guess that's because he's foreign.
Despite Dobinger's annoyance, as of press time, he's not sent anything to Mason expressing his feelings. This is reported to be because of the Frenchman's desire to be kind to his pen pal and not to make the man feel ashamed. However, this non-confrontational method is believed by many critics to be futile, citing the American's obliviousness to the monotony of his letters. When asked by reporters about the content of the Belharine's first reply, Mason answered,
He wrote me back the first time. He didn't know anything about the Yankees and then started mentioning some other players he liked. It's a guy named Armstrong and Coltrane, probably French baseball players, because I never heard of them. I didn't want to seem like an idiot, though, so I said they sounded cool, and then I told him about last night's game. 11-8!
According to the managers of the International Pen Pal Service, conflict between pen pals is not an uncommon thing. In fact, many of them have had to break off correspondence between a potentially explosive pair. Frederick Gold, the manager of europapages.com, had this to say.
Well, didn't know if it's a clash of culture or just personalities, but Lordy, the sparks can fly. One of them will be starting to come to us and complaining he's made such a big fuss about it. And I remember once we had a Chinese man paired with a lady who kept bad-mouthing some political guy. I guess he finally got pissed off and sent her a really bad virus. Those wacky Asians.
Reverend Simulator for UNnews, thank you for suffering.